Well, good to see so many of you here. We'll now begin the meeting, we'll now begin the agenda.
Madam Mayor, point of order.
I think we're probably going to cover it under 3A again, but with the amount of people in the room, and I'm sure I overheard you talk about the fire risk and your concerns over the fire risk, do we know the numbers of people that can be in here? And because you have those concerns regarding the fire risk, would it be worthwhile adjourning this meeting till such time that we can hold it in a bigger venue where more people can see and probably get more visitors in as well?
Thank you, Councillor Walker, but actually what we were concerned about was the exit, the fire exit there. So I'm happy that everybody's seating comfortably here, and we will continue with the meeting now. Item one on the agenda, apologies. Chief Executive?
Thank you, Mayor. There
have
been no apologies, perhaps.
Thank you. Item 2 on the agenda. Are there any declarations of interest?
Madam Mayor, I'd just like it noted that I am married to a parish council rep on the Town Deal Board. I've been advised that this won't stop me taking part in the debate or the voting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Forrest-Jewkes.
Thank you, Mayor. Item 9, please. I sit as a trustee on the Red Lion House charity. It is recorded in my register of interest.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councillor Fletcher?
I don't know whether I'm particularly interested or not. I was a member of the Town Deal Board, but as you know, I resigned. And even if I hadn't, I still wouldn't think I'd had an interest.
Thank you, Councillor. So we'll move on to item 3, the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 13th of December 2021. You've all received copies of those minutes. I propose the approval of the minutes. Could I have a seconder? Councillor Goodyear, thank you. Anybody wish to raise any issues from the minutes? So we'll go to the vote. Those voting for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you. Against? Any abstentions? Thank you. So we'll move on to item 4 on the agenda. To receive any announcements, I think the Leader of the Council would like to start on this, please.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to make a short statement on the situation in Ukraine, as it is relevant to some members in the Chamber this evening and also to local residents who have family and friends affected by the situation. We condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's unprecedented military aggression against Ukraine. By its unprovoked and unjustified military actions, Russia is grossly violating international law and undermining global security and stability. We deplore the loss of life and the human suffering. As an authority, wherever possible, we will ourselves work, and we will work with all our partners, both locally and nationally, to provide assistance to those in need, and in particular those with family members in East Staffordshire. And we hope for a swift and peaceful end to the hostilities. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Leader. Can I just echo every word that the Leader has spoken? And this is why I specifically asked my chaplain that we begin with prayers for the people of the Ukraine in the dreadful situation that they're in. And as a result of that, we now lead into the next item to consider any urgent business. And we have an urgent notice which is brought forward by Councillor Goodyear. I beg your pardon, by Councillor Grosvenor. And I have accepted this as an urgent motion. Councillor Grosvenor, would you like to propose your motion?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much for saying it as an motion. I suggested it to you over the weekend and allowing me to bring the wording, bearing in mind the decision taken by the Prime Minister yesterday. The motion I'll read out now, which says, this council is horrified to see the events in Ukraine and deplores the action of the Russian President. We recognise that in East Staffordshire we have many residents either from Ukraine with friends and family still in the country, and we will do all we can through our services to help as such. We call on our MPs, Kate Griffiths and Michael Fabricant, to reach out to residents of Ukrainian origin to provide assistance to help them with partners and friends out of the country as soon as possible, should they wish to leave. Would you like to take a second?
Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Florence Jukes. Councillor Grosvenor, would you like to speak to the motion?
If I can reserve my right to speak until the end.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. We've all seen the rolling news since this morning of the deplorable activity that is taking place in Ukraine, and we can't help but be absolutely devastated by what's happening to people over there. In the last couple of days, there's been more news regarding the loss of life amongst children, as well as whole families being devastated. We've seen people moving across borders into various countries, Poland being particularly welcome, our refugees. And I absolutely believe that as a country, we should look at those refugees and look at people getting out of Ukraine, but specifically in East Staffordshire. Leader of the Council, in his announcement previously, didn't reference the fact that there are 70,000, officially 70,000 people of Ukrainian origin in this country, and around about 300 or 400 in East Staffordshire officially of Ukrainian origin. And we must help those people where we can with the services the council provides and in getting their families, friends and partners out of the country. I know the Prime Minister has gone some way in relaxing the visa regulations for that, but clearly I don't think it's gone completely all of the way. So that's why I think as a council we should call on our MPs to reach out to people affected by this. We are the family friends in Ukraine. To get them out of the country as soon as they possibly can. Hence me raising this motion this evening. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you. Would any councillors like to make comments on this motion? Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to support this motion as we must do everything we can as a local authority to help refugees, as we would in any such war. My brother's lived in Kiev for the last 14 years. He and his wife left the apartment that they own and the majority of their possessions on the 19th of February so they could spend the nights in their parents' house outside of the city. They continue to come into the city to prepare documents and medication, including my six-year-old nephew attending school. Once it became clear that the danger was closing in on the area, his father-in-law drove them for 18 hours to get to the Polish border before returning to his home to the west of Kiev. My brother and his family are now safe as refugees in Poland and will hopefully soon be coming to Burton to stay with my family for as long as necessary. Our MP has been helpful in assisting my brother with expediting a family visa, for which we are very grateful, and more is needed to allow refugees into our country. These are not economic migrants. My family would love to be back in their own home and back in their normal life, and this could happen to any country. Whilst refugees are here, we as a local authority should do what we can to support them with necessities such as housing, healthcare and schooling. My nephew was at school on Wednesday, but overnight his life changed, which won't make any sense to these children. And I'm sure members agree that we need to show compassion and assistance in whichever way we can. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to add that what a serious situation we're in. When a superpower walks into a country with a massive army, it puts not only those poor people of Ukraine, but the whole world in danger. I welcome the fact that Councillor Grosvenor has brought this motion to us and that you've accepted it as urgent. I would hope, and I'm trying to show, that the whole council can come together and support this motion and that will be a positive step. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hussain.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. absolute power leads to absolute corruption. That's what we're seeing with Vladimir Putin, what's going on. We abhor these aggressions, and we feel strongly about those children and women who are suffering most in this war. And as you know, Madam Mayor, my area, which I represent, and Councillor Chaudhary and Councillor Walker, we are a very diverse community here, possibly more than 42 different languages spoken. And I'm sure some of them from Ukrainian origins, we want to express our solidarity in their tough time. And I also echo and welcome the fact for securing Councillor Governor these urgent motions, and we will stand by with the Ukrainian people wherever any operations or anything. As a citizen of this country, we'll stand by them. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker.
Yeah, again, we're probably going to repeat to each other, but again, I think I'll welcome this motion from Councillor Grosvenor. It's a human tragedy that's unfolding out there, but again, it's all about people and any people that are suffering. There is many, many conflicts going on around the world at the minute where atrocities are occurring, so we mustn't forget them also. And one thing I do hope is that personalities don't get in the way of this motion tonight, and I urge everybody to support it.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I support Councillor Grosvenor's motion wholeheartedly. As probably the only member in East Offshore Council with family in Ukraine, I am suffering greatly, and I'm sure everyone here will recognise that. My family are 750 miles from the border of Poland, 13 miles from the border of Russia, northeast Ukraine. They've tried twice to leave the city, being turned back once by the Ukrainian military, and the second time being accosted by bandits in cars. And today they tell me that two families have been killed trying to leave Kharkov by bandits roaming the streets. So I recognise what Councillor Grosvenor is saying, but I have asked our MP if she can lobby the Prime Minister and NATO and any UN authority to arrange for UN peacekeepers and the Red Cross to be able to go and escort people out of areas that are way, way out of reach of places like Lviv and Kiev, and escort them to the border. It's 750 miles in a dangerous country, and they can't make it alone. There is a medical professor, her mother, who was a doctor, 83. There is a doctor of radiology and a PhD graduate in law, all females, waiting to actually exit the country, and can't do it because they have not got the right kind of assistance. So I welcome this, and I suggest that we give it our full support, but make sure that our MP recognises the need to have proper escorted procedures for the safety of those people who want to leave. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. But I think Councillor Hall also indicated that she had family that were affected. So, you know, there are two members of the council who actually have members and are directly affected. And both of you have made very moving acknowledgements to that, which we're all totally aware of and sympathise with. Does anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Florence Jukes, do you want to use your right to speak?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Clearly this is a very fast evolving, escalating situation, and one where we should all be concerned, particularly with the mention of nuclear weapons. Just to expand on what Councillor Walker said about other refugees, the United Nations, there are a report that there's over 26 million refugees worldwide from areas like Syria, Venezuela, and Afghanistan. So we need to spare a thought for those as well, and hopefully help with their plight. But yeah, it's a terrible situation, and certainly Councillor Hall was keeping me updated with what was happening with her family over the weekend, and it's just tragic. So I would hope that the whole council will get behind this motion and give it its full support. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Grosvenor, do you wish to sum up?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. I thank members that have spoken this evening to support my motion. I'm really grateful for that. It's clearly it's not a political motion, it's not a personality motion, it's a motion for the good of the people of Ukraine, where we can help them, and the good of the people of East Africa. So I'm grateful for the support the members have given this evening, and I hope it can everyone can vote for it. So thank you much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. If no councillors wish to speak further, then we're going to move to the vote. Would you please show if you're for this motion? Yep, thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? I'm very pleased to say that that motion has been carried. I have received a second urgent notice of motion from Councillor Florence Jukes, which you have copies of there. Councillor Florence Jukes, would you like to present your motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I have to say I am disappointed that you've not taken this as an urgent motion. I'll read out the motion, then I'll say why I think it's urgent. This council expresses its shock and sadness to learn of the tragic death and suicide of Mrs. Sandra Winter. The council offers its sincere condolences to the late Mrs. Winter's family and friends. A recent coroner's inquest found that in June 2021, Mrs. Winter and her husband, Michael Winter, were homeless and sleeping rough on the washlands close to the town centre of Burton for over 3 weeks after losing their home and jobs during the pandemic. It concluded that Mrs. Winter became so distraught about her predicament that she stormed off from Mr. Winter, and it was 5 days later Mr. Winter discovered his wife's dead body in a wooded area close to a children's play area on the washlands. He stayed with his wife's body for a further 3 days before alerting the police. The coroner recorded a verdict of suicide from prescribed medication. The incident has attracted widespread local and national media coverage, prompting questions as to how this tragedy could have happened. Staffordshire Live reported that the couple fell through the cracks. This council calls for an urgent inquiry to establish what contact and in what capacity the YNCA Rough Sleepers Outreach Team, the Housing Options Team and the Open Spaces Team had with Mr. and Mrs. Winter during June of 2021 and report findings back to full council. That was my motion, Mayor, and I can't see why you don't consider that as urgent. The coroner's inquiry only concluded on the 15th of February, and it was only a couple of days after that news started to emerge of the full circumstances of this absolute tragedy. The time had lapsed by then for me to put in an ordinary motion, hence the urgency of this one. I've been contacted myself by the national press for my comments, and I want to make sure that I've got the story straight. In addition, many residents have called for answers and asked how this incident could have happened under our very noses and why it appears to have been missed by a number of departments either within EFPC or contracted to EFPC. Clearly, it is in everybody's interest to be in possession of answers as a matter of urgency. And the overriding reason this is urgent, surely we have to do everything we can to avert another tragedy. So by conducting an inquiry at its earliest opportunity, we'll set the wheels in motion. And if there are lessons to be learned, we need to learn them and quickly. So that's my surprise at why you don't consider this an urgent motion.
Thank you, Councillor. As I stated, I don't consider this an urgent motion, and the rules of council procedure say that we will now move straight to a vote to decide whether we think this is urgent or not. There's no further debate until that vote has been taken. If the vote states that it is not urgent or agrees with my decision, then this will be carried forward to our next meeting, which you'll remember is in March. So, would you please show if you are for, if you agree with my motion that this is not an urgent motion. Thank you. Would you show if you're against, please? And are there any abstentions? So I can confirm that the council agrees with my decision, and this motion will be carried forward to a motion on notice at the next council meeting. So, taken the decision that we will have a change to the agenda, and what I'm going to do is bring forward item 13, which is the debate on the Towns Fund, and we're going to actually discuss it now. So I would like to invite the Deputy Leader to present this report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Almost 1 year ago to the day, we received confirmation from government that they would support 7 projects, including providing business cases are completed for each project. Towns Fund Prospectus says this: towns will have a maximum of 12 months from the agreement of heads of terms to develop business cases of sufficient quality and submit them to the Towns Fund Hub. I am pleased DSPC has been able to support the work done by the Towns Board to produce a bid that is ambitious and will address many issues that hold the town back. The board has brought together a group of local businesses and community representatives who have worked extremely hard to gather proposals and refine them through engagement and feedback. As a package, the proposals will address a connectivity and skills gap and promote Burton as a place for people to visit and spend time. This package will level up the town. Historically, the River Trent has provided raw materials and connectivity, playing a pivotal role in the development of the town. But since then, the town has failed to make the most of the washlands. It has turned its back on the river. Our ambitious proposals will once again make use of the river and washlands, creating a catalyst for change. They seek to restitch the town centre and river and washlands, making it an attractive location to visit, to live and to do business. Whilst I acknowledge Project D and E are controversial, they are absolutely key to turning the town around to face the river. How apt it is to be debating these proposals on the same agenda as two other items associated with protecting the natural environment. A Washlands Visitor and Education Centre is not just about filling an empty building. It is not simply about increasing footfall to the town centre. The more people understand about the natural environment and how we are impacting it, the greater support we have for making changes. Called for a visitor and education centre in an easily accessible space. This package delivers it. The centre will also provide long-term regeneration funds, which would be used to improve the natural washlands environment. We intend to make an arrangement with Staffordshire Wildlife, which will enable them to invest surplus income generated in Burton back into improving the washlands. This is only possible because the building is already in existence, and so build costs are considerably lower than creating a new building from scratch. Further to this, ESPC will work towards formally designating the washlands as a nature reserve. We are enhancing the washlands. The Washlands Visitor and Education Centre and the rest of Project D is an exciting opportunity to turn the town around, and we have engaged with partners to make the most of it. The National Brewery Museum are keen to support the creation of the Heritage Centre located in the town hall, townhouse. They are keen to share their archives with us, and we need space to display many of the history and Burton's heritage members don't realise are gathering dust in the basement of this town hall. The Diocese of Lichfield are encouraging the proposed enhancements to the Garden of Remembrance. Homes England are enthusiastic about the proposed First Homes for Key Workers scheme and are looking forward to working with the council. There will be a new public open space right in the heart of the town centre, which will complement the marketplace. There are other examples of other towns where there are multiple open spaces such as this. We have engaged with food hall operators and have found a number of who are eager to speak to us about Project D food hall proposal from a brand new purpose-built facility overlooking the riverside. These projects aim to refocus the town towards the River Trent by creating an environment to break through from the town centre to the river, creating a more dynamic tourist attraction. We are finally turning around the town. We are transforming the waterfront. Education and skills are part of a visitor centre, and education is key theme in this package. Quoting the prospectus again, addressing the skills that local employers need is essential. Further education providers have the flexibility to deliver the skills provision most relevant to their local areas. Town investment plans should evidence changes local people face. The business case for Project J details specific local shortages in skills gaps and education. Burton lags behind in jobs, in higher occupation, and as a result we lag behind in terms of wages despite pay improvements of local jobs. The next generation of employers, business leaders and business creators need people with these skills. We need these skills now and we need them in the future as well. Access to better skills and higher quality of education is the greatest catalyst in social mobility. It's a critical in sustaining a healthy economy, and the next generation of families who want to bring up their children in a thriving local economy with sustainable, rewarding jobs. Further, from greater understanding of natural environment to the vocational skills children need for the future, this package provides investment in a whole range of interconnected projects. We are investing in local people. Burton is proud of its industry and heritage, and we see these natural attributes as vital foundations for inclusive growth. People are proud of this heritage, which brings benefits to our communities. The Market Hall is probably the best example of this. Through consultation, the public have expressed just how important the building is as a heritage asset, and it needs protecting for the long term. Some members have used 70% of negative consultation as a reason not to invest in the Market Hall building by not supporting this package. This is simply wrong. There is a greater proportion who want investment in the building. 100% of people who contributed their views demonstrated how important the building is to them and the town. This package of intervention is the only fully formed plan which guarantees £8 million of investment on a Grade 2 listed Market Hall building. We are listening to all people who took the time to communicate their views. That is why we are making the investment in the Market Hall building. These proposals will bring the library closer into the town centre, attracting a greater footfall and use of the service. They will modernise, improve and revitalise the Market Hall as a building, securing its legacy of the future generations. College students will be able to use the new building as a valuable source of information or as a place to study. If members care about the Market Hall, they will support this package. In the absence of any real alternative and a failing indoor market, this is not just the best opportunity to establish a sustainable use of the building, it is the only opportunity. We are saving the Market Hall. The library service is not an ESBC responsibility, yet I understand members are concerned about the impact to the service. We should remember both Cabinet and Scruton at the County Council are content to move their service into the building. Moving the library into the Market Hall will protect both the library service and the heritage of the building. Unlike the Market Hall, there are alternatives to the library service. We already know what the county's plans are. All other options in the county's report considered in December shows a major reduction in the size of the library service. The floor space would be reduced by half its current size, and there are only a modest internal aesthetic improvement and absolutely no external improvements. Again, if members really care about the library service, they will support this package, which will replicate successes demonstrated elsewhere in Staffordshire. We are saving the library service. For whatever reason, not all members have engaged with this administration over the last year to explain their concerns. However, where members have engaged with us, we have responded. I spoke earlier about members' desire to see a Washlands Visitor and Education Centre. This package delivers it. A member contacted me directly about houses being built on the current library site, and I released a statement confirming this would not happen. The same member asked me to ensure any homes built would be sold on the open market as either market homes or affordable. This package does both. Another long-term wish from members was for there to be a Museum of Burton. Project D delivers it. I've heard calls for a food hall. This package makes it happen. Last week, a member asked me to consider designating the Washlands as a nature reserve, and I've already confirmed this package. If this package is approved, we'll work towards that. Members asked me to bring this package to the package to the council for approval. There is absolutely no requirement for us to do so. Yet here we are. We are listening to people and elected members, but we cannot please everyone. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to make this town a more resilient, better, brighter Burton. It's now time to work together to forge a brighter future, and I'm very pleased to move the recommendations in paragraph 12.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. Allen, could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Clark. Councillor Clark, do you wish to speak now, or do you wish to reserve your right to the end of the discussion?
I will reserve my right to the end of the discussion.
Thank you, Councillor. So, we now move on to the debate. Councillor Fletcher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to propose an amendment to the motion.
Sorry, George, but I do apologise. Councillor Fletcher, I do apologise. I should have allowed Councillor Allen to continue with proposing the motion, so I do apologise.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to move the following amendment to be added to the recommendation under paragraph 12 of this report. In the event that Staffordshire County Council look to dispose of the Burton Market Hall building at any point in the future, the ESBC retains an exclusive right to reacquire the property at the market rate of the time, as identified by an independent valuation report commissioned by ESBC. So we've discussed over the last couple of days the importance of the covenant to protect the market hall against the hypothetical scenario where the County Council wishes to sell the market hall at some point in the future. As ESBC currently owns a building, and those detailed negotiations have yet to take place, we want to make the covenant a key part of these negotiations and for it to come with full council approval. Pending the debate on the substantive, the market hall building is an important building to local people, and there is an expectation that the local authority is in ESBC East Staffordshire should retain a level of control of the building. A covenant such as this ensures the County Council should not sell the building on the open market without first offering the building back to ESBC. This gives future administration the opportunity to take the building back, as well as ensuring the County could not sell the building on for profit at the expense of local people. Move the amendment, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for the amendment? Councillor Goodfellow? Do you wish to speak, Councillor Goodfellow? Could we have any councillors who wish to debate this amendment? Councillor Chowdhury?
Madam Mayor, just to clarify the rules, so we are now debating the amendment, I take it, that the councillor Alan has proposed?
Yes.
Is it passed in writing?
Yes. So we'll take the amendment.
Yeah.
We'll discuss this as we're doing now.
Yeah.
We'll vote on it.
Yeah.
If it's approved, then we have a new motion, a substantive motion, because that amendment is added to the original motion.
Sure. So, can I speak to this amendment?
Please do.
Can I have some clarification, Madam Mayor?
Yes, Councillor Fletcher?
If we debate this motion and vote on it, I will still be able to put my amendment.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Councillor Chowdhury?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. What we've just heard from Councillor Allen in this amendment is that if the County Council in future want to sell the market hall, then it will be sold back to ESBC as first choice, or first refusal, for the market price at that time, whenever that happens. And that's very key. And I think here we are, we're giving away an asset at practically next to nothing to County Council, and in future, if you want to buy it back, we'll have to pay the market price at that time, which could be in millions of pounds. Because the building, even now, at the current market, open market rate, is worth more than a million. This is absolute folly. This is a joke. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. We have been robbed. Absolutely, we have been robbed. The taxpayers of East Staffordshire Borough Council are being robbed with this very statement. It's unbelievable. And I hope members, everyone can see through this. We have a duty. This is not our money. This is the money for our taxpayers. I hope everyone can see through this, how unfair, how unjust, and how cruel. This is daylight robbery. There's nothing short of that. There is no other way to describe it. I hope everyone will turn down this motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Aaron, do you want to respond to this now, or do you want to respond at the end?
I'll respond at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Florence Jukes.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. This is an absolutely ludicrous situation. So basically, Councillor Allen is proposing that we sell the market hall to Staffordshire County Council for £205,000. And then we're given an option further down the line if the library... I'm assuming that the only reason the Staffordshire County Council might want to sell it in the future is if they get rid of the library. So they're faced with a situation where, as a council, we get the first option to buy it back. It's to echo your point, it's absolutely ridiculous. Who would do that? So clearly he's got no faith in the county council operating the market hall, otherwise there wouldn't be an option there to buy it back.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Yeah, thanks very much, Madam Mayor. Absolutely echo what Councillor Chaudhry and Councillor Florence-Jukes has just said. No surprise, I guess. I can't support any motion which puts the possibility of selling the market hall in the first place. Regardless of whether we're going to buy it back or not, Councillor Florence-Jukes has made a very valid concern with regards to the valuation, as Councillor Ali Chaudhry has as well. Now, I'm afraid, I absolutely agree. Who knows what the market valuation is going to be of the market hall when the county council wants to sell it back to us? We've got several valuations in our books currently, £3 million. We've all seen a deed given to us this evening by a member of the public who's purchased that on our own accord, which shows in 2017 it was valued at £1 million. Clearly there's going to be not going to be valued at that now in the transfer, but who's to say that it won't be valued at that when the county council want to sell it back to us? On principle, I can't support it anyway, because it even floats the idea of selling the market hall, which I don't agree with at all. But then to say, oh, we'll buy it back at the market value then, disgrace. Can't support that, won't be supporting the amendment. Urge members not to support the amendment. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Fletcher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree with everything that's been said so far from this side, from the Chamber. Need to point out, though, I mean, it's being sold as it stands now. Now we're going to spend millions of pounds on improving it, so when we do buy it back, it will certainly have gone up without any inflation.
Councillor? Councillor Clark, do you wish to use your rights?
Sorry,
Karen. Thank you. The Montford office has just
sorted me out. So. No worries. Thank you. As one of the members that has spoken to the Deputy Leader in favour of this motion over the weeks and months that these town deals have been going on, I think it's a practical and more than sensible solution which ensures that a building which we know is such a cultural asset to this town is protected in the future should the county council at any point decide to close the market service. This could be 10, 15, 20 years' time. This might never happen. But what this does do is it puts protections in place that should they have a change of mind in the future and wish to dispose of the building, rather than it being sold on the open market and risk it going towards something like houses, or wish it being sold as land for the building to be knocked down, this puts the protection for residents so that the building is retained. I think it also should be pointed out, as members know by reading the documents as well, that we aren't proposing to sell the market hall as it stands to the county council. It is an asset swap for the current library building, which everybody here so argues strongly for, regardless of what they want to do with it. So I think it should also be pointed out that in 10, 15, 20 years' time, if this clause is used, it would mean the ESBC benefit from having both assets of the library building with a Washlands Education Centre on, as well as a cultural asset protected protecting the investment that we're looking to put into it now with the Townsdale Board and ensuring that that building remains for the residents of Burton for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So just very quickly, because everything has been said already from certainly from this side of the chamber, but just to pick on the pick up on the point from Councillor Clark, if it was such a cultural asset, we wouldn't be selling it, would we? We wouldn't be giving it away to the County Council. And let's get one thing right, it's a Grade 2 listed building. It can't go for houses. So all I will say to it, I shall be voting against the motion because Dick Turpin's getting quite excited because this is highway robbery what's going on.
Yeah. Sorry, Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, as Councillor Clark just pointed out, in relation to the concerns of members both separately around in previous meetings, but also raised very specifically through the most recent scrutiny meeting, we wanted to include this recommendation to provide added protection of that covenant to allow us first refusal on the building at any point in the future should the County Council consider any future disposal. So quite clearly these proposals represent an exciting future for the library in fantastic surroundings, and one where I'd like to think my grandchildren and great-grandchildren could enjoy in years to come. But I completely recognise the importance of this building as an asset to the town and an asset for this borough, which is also why we're looking to enhance our historical and heritage assets through the acquisition of buildings as part of Project D. But what I would like to point out, more importantly, is the County Council is no one's enemy here. The County Council are our partners, and the County Council have a steadfast desire to level up Burton as much as we do. And they are as much part of the story of the future of this town as we are and this council is. And I wish people had stopped talking about selling. This is an asset transfer, not a sale. There's no decision on sale.
Councillor Strauji, you've already spoken. Yeah, Councillor
Hayward. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think I'd like to say a few words about the market hall, particularly since the indoor market's part of my portfolio. And I think I've got a clearer picture of why we're considering such a bold move. Since taking over the portfolio, I've continued the work started by Councillors Whittaker through to Councillor Barker to promote the market hall as a place for people to shop and spend time.
Madam Mayor, point of order, please.
Yeah, Councillor Ashcroft is supposed to be speaking to the amendment, not to the motion.
Yes, I understand that. That's actually just what I was speaking to the monitoring officer about. If you could wait, please, and we'll wait and see if this amendment passes first. Thank you. Councillor Hussain, you want to speak to the amendment?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to speak on the amendment, actually. And I'm really disturbed to see the arrogance and the tone of the leader. He says people should stop talking about selling. He should be respectful to the councillors and should use their terminology, members, first. Secondly, Madam Mayor, if he is suggesting there is no selling concern, how come few years down the line, we will be in a position to buying it back? I just fail to understand. Consider yourself not the Tory leader. You are the leader of the council. You are leading these thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. You are mentioning about your children and grandchildren. Our children and grandchildren and succeeding generation will curse you for selling, for destroying our library.
I think that's quite enough, Councillor Hussain.
I think Councillor Hussain needs to apologise because that's very wrong.
I really do think that that was an unmerited outburst, Councillor Thane, and I'd be grateful if you would apologise to the Leader.
Madam Mayor, point of order. Section 3A of the Constitution, Part 19, deals with member code of conduct during meetings. Can you just establish which part... I'd also point out to Councillor Goodfellow and Councillor Allen that it says 19.1 that members should be remaining quiet while other members are speaking. And Councillor McGarry needs to be reminded of that too. Councillor McGarry needs to
be... I don't need any comments from you on that aspect. Can we just speak...
Yeah, can you just advise...
to what you're speaking about.
Can you advise Councillor Hussain which section of the Constitution he's broken? Because I don't believe he has. He's not insulting anybody.
Under the Code of Conduct, members are asked to treat each other with respect, and therefore I'm asking you under that to show that courtesy.
Madam Mayor, just point out, before Councillor Hussain comes in, I'm a little astonished by this, because Councillor Gary's right, there's been no insults taken place here, and we've had incidents like this in the past where it's been described as the cut and thrust of the chamber. So what now is the difference?
I'm
now sitting down.
Thank you. There is a difference, a clear difference between what you've just said and what Councillor Hussain has said, and it is my opinion that it is quite unacceptable for words like that to be used in a council chamber, not showing respect to other members. And frankly, I'm very disappointed in you, Councillor Thane.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I take your advice. In life, we gave so many things, sometimes we need to take it back. I take your advice, and I will be careful in the future. Thank you,
Councillor. Okay, thank you for that. Do we have any other speakers on the amendment? Yes, Councillor Lamb.
Well, the only point I'd make is, and I think from the discussions we've had before, where I think we're missing some clarity is if we talked about the Covenant buying the market hall back at the price we sell it plus inflation, I don't think we'd have any problem. But what we're talking about here is potentially a situation where, as people said, we sell it for a certain amount, we have a covenant to buy it back, it's been redeveloped, there's extra money, funding gone into it, there's potential other additional inflation on top of it, and it just becomes totally impractical to buy it back. But nobody seems to want to answer that question. Why don't you say that it's indexed late to the price we sell it at?
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor, you have a right of reply.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Madam Mayor. So there's a numerous number of comments there, a lot of which weren't really relevant to the amendment. I think Councillor Ashcroft could be forgiven to thinking that we were talking about the substantive, because many members of the opposition were debating about the substantive rather than the amendment. What's clear, though, that the opposition don't seem to be interested in protecting the building at all. We're not talking about. This is the covenant. The covenant is there to protect it should a decision to move the freehold to Staffordshire County Council take place. That isn't happening tonight. That, if this motion carries tonight, that isn't what is going to happen. The decision is to delegate it to the leader and the deputy leader, and the opposition and both elite group leaders will be consulted on that as well. So
Ashcroft. Against. Councillor Edward Barker.
Against.
Councillor Laura Beach. Against. Councillor Becky Brady.
Abstain.
Councillor Ken Bilf.
Just shout out.
Four.
Councillor Ollie Chowdhury.
For.
Councillor Adam Clark.
Against.
Councillor Raymond Faulkner.
Against.
Councillor Mick Fitzpatrick.
For.
Councillor Dennis Fletcher.
For.
Councillor Denise Florence Jukes.
For.
Councillor Simon Gaskin.
Against.
Councillor Duncan Goodfellow.
Against.
Councillor Vicky Gould. Councillor Richard Grosvenor.
For.
Councillor Tom Hadley.
For.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Against.
Councillor Helen Hall.
For.
Councillor Philip Hudson.
Against.
Councillor Saeed Hussain.
For.
Councillor Jackie Jones.
For.
Councillor Julie Kilroy.
Against.
Councillor Graham Lamb.
For.
Councillor Alison Legg.
For.
Councillor Russell Locke.
Against.
Councillor Susan McGarry.
Against.
Councillor Sheila McKeonan.
For.
Councillor Mike Metcalf.
Against.
Councillor Bernard Peters.
Against.
Councillor Steve Sankey.
Against.
Councillor Mandy Shrive.
For.
Councillor Chris Sylvester.
Against.
Councillor Beryl Toon.
For.
Councillor Louise Walker.
For.
Councillor Paul Walker.
Absolutely for.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
For.
And Councillor Colin Wildman. Against, one abstention. So, do you have a casting vote?
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to.
Maybe I've got one over.
Yes.
The voting was 19 for, 19 against, and one abstention. I therefore need to use my casting vote, and I shall vote against. So the motion is lost. Could I ask if any other members are intending to put forward an amendment? Councillor Florence Jukes?
Thank you, Mayor. I've got two amendments to be proposed. The first one is, recommendation 12.2, that Council agrees the principle of final decision to purchase a Molson Coors High Street campus property being delegated to the leader of the council and deputy leader for regeneration and planning policy in consultation with the leader of the opposition, leader of the independent alliance group and chief exec. So my proposal is to strike from the last sentence where it says with, strike out the leader, the opposition leader, the independent alliance group and the chief exec, and insert with the council, so in consultation with the council. And that's exactly the same for 12.3. The last sentence, in consultation with the leader of the opposition, leader of the Independent Alliance Group and chief executive at the relevant time, strike that and insert in consultation with the council at the relevant time.
You've got those in written form, I presume, Florence Duke, thank you. Do I have a seconder for this motion, please? Thank you, Councillor McKeonan. Okay. So we've got a seconder, Councillor McKeonan. Yeah. So, Councillor Florence-Jukes, would you like to speak to your amendment, please?
Yeah, only very briefly to say, Mayor, that delegating these two important issues to the leader and the deputy leader is, in my mind, completely wrong. It needs to be a full council decision. And what I see as roping in the leader of the opposition, myself, and the chief exec, in consultation, I did ask for clarification from the chief exec as to what exactly consultation is. And it's nothing, quite frankly, it's consultation. So the leader and the deputy leader get to make the decision, but we, Councillor Fitzpatrick and I and the chief exec don't get any input into that. So what my amendment does is it brings both recommendations back to full council. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak on this amendment? Yeah, Councillor Hadley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to support the motion because it just brings greater accountability and transparency to the full council, and who doesn't want to bring more democracy and accountability towards the full council, so I'll be supporting the amendment.
Okay. Anybody else like to speak on... Yes, Councillor Chowdhury.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I honestly do not understand what are we running away from. You know, if you look at it...
We shouldn't be doing this via delegated. I guess take Councillor Florence-Jukes' point that she doesn't believe that she's going to be listened to. I can't do much about that other than listen to her and see what her concerns are.
Thank you. So we're going to move to the vote now. Oh, Councillor Florence-Jukes, I do apologise. You've got your last.
Yeah, thank you. There seems to be a lot of misconception about what consultation means, and I'm being called rich for asking for a wider consultation. That's what I'm asking for. That it's not down to Councillor Fitzpatrick and myself to represent the people in opposition. I want it to be a wider consultation, which is what I called for the library, which is what I called for the market hall, or what I've been calling for from day dot, that you do a wider consultation. So it is important that this council, the council, get to decide or consult. If you're saying it means nothing or it means something to consult, then consult with all of us, not just two of us. It's a simple thing to ask. Consult with all of us.
Now we're going to move to the vote, and in light of the fact that the last vote was very close, I'm going to ask for a named vote again. So once again, the monitoring officer will read out your names, and remember, you're voting either for Councillor Florence-Jukes' motion or against or abstain from it.
Madam Mayor, could you just clarify, are you taking both amendments together?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
Against.
Councillor George Allen.
Against.
Councillor Bev Ashcroft.
Against.
Councillor Edward Barker.
Against.
Councillor Laura Beach.
Against.
Councillor Becky Brady.
Against.
Councillor Ken Bilf.
For.
Councillor Ali Chowdhury.
For.
Councillor Adam Clark.
Against.
Councillor Raymond Faulkner.
Against.
Councillor Mick Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Dennis Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Denise Florence Dukes.
Four.
Councillor Simon Gaskin.
Again.
Councillor Duncan Goodfellow.
Again.
Councillor Vicky Gould.
Yes.
Councillor Richard Grosvenor.
Four.
Councillor Tom Hadley.
Four.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Against.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Philip Hudson.
Against.
Councillor Saeed Hussain.
Four.
Councillor Jackie Jones. Councillor Julie Kiloran.
Against.
Councillor Graham Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Alison Legg.
Four.
Councillor Russell Locke.
Against.
Councillor Susan McGarry. Councillor Sheila McKeenan.
Four.
Councillor Mike Metcalf.
Against.
Councillor Bernard Peters.
Against.
Councillor Steve Sankey.
Against.
Councillor Mandy Shrive.
Four.
Councillor Chris Sylvester.
Against.
Councillor Beryl Toon. Councillor Louise Walker. Councillor Louise Walker. Oh, sorry. Councillor Paul Walker.
Four.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
Against.
Councillor Colin Wildman.
Against.
Thank you, Mac. So the motion is lost. So if you wish to know the figures, it's 15, 4, 24 against, and 1 abstention.
There can't be an abstention on that.
There wasn't, according to them. Okay. At this juncture, I need to exclude the press and public from the meeting.
Point of order, Madam Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Bowman.
Thank you. Section 3A, Part 14.7. I believe we now have a substantive motion. So now we've got a substantive motion. On December the 13th, Council debated a motion with regard to the future of Market Hall and a change of use of the future of the Market Hall with a business case associated with it. Council rejected that motion. This evening we have a motion for debate which is concerning the future of the Market Hall with a business case suggesting a change of use for the future of the Market Hall. Substantively, it's the similar motion. Have you received 13 signatures in order to debate this motion?
I do want to have this section that he's quoted, but I don't think it's a notice to rescind a formal resolution.
I think the item you're quoting is a notice to rescind a formal resolution, so we don't need to.
Point of order, Madam Mayor, if I may. 14.
Council meeting.
Exactly.
So I don't have a view, but I will need an adjournment to confer because I wasn't at that meeting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've had time to check out the position now. My apologies, I was at the meeting. In December. I thought it was a summer meeting you were referring to. I found the notice of motion. It's in the minutes. Everybody's got copies of the minutes in your agenda. And it refers to a business case proposal from the Burton Market Action Group dealing with the conversion of the market hall into predominantly a food hall. And it was an urgent notice of motion submitted by Councillor Grosvenor. So two things, really. I think the proposals before you this evening are different from that notice of motion. And also, the procedure rules that Councillor Grosvenor has drawn our attention to, which is 14.7 and 14.8, is talking about notice of motions to rescind resolutions. Well, this is not a notice of motion to rescind a resolution. You had a notice of motion which wasn't passed at your December meeting, and these are recommendations on the report. I'm confident that you can go ahead this evening and debate the recommendations before you.
Thank you very much. So, I will continue. We have a substantive motive, a motion has been said, but however, at this juncture, I need to exclude the press public from the meeting. The reason for this is that two appendices referred to within the report are confidential. For the benefit of those members of the public present, I confirm that the meeting will be reconvened in public once these confidential discussions have taken place, and that the voting on this item will take place in public. So I therefore move that in accordance with section 100, bracket A, bracket 4, of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted, or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information. But I can confirm that once we have discussed this, you will be asked to return. So I'd be grateful now if you would leave the chamber. Wait till they go out.
Section 15 of Part 3A of the Constitution, I move that we vote on the motion.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for that, please? Councillor McGarry.
Is this that is moving the vote now rather than allowing discussion? Is that democracy? There are a lot of things that...
So, we have to take a vote first on Councillor Goodfellow's proposal that we move to the vote. So that's the first step, if you like.
So can we discuss that?
No, I'm going to move straight on. There is no provision for that. So would you please show if you are in favour of the motion to proceed to the vote on the substantive motion that we have? I'm happy to do that, Councillor Fletcher, if you'd like. Okay, so if we have, if you could be quiet, please. We have a named vote on the procedural motion.
Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
For.
Councillor George Allen.
For.
Councillor Bev Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Edward Barker.
For.
Councillor Laura Beach.
For.
Councillor Becky Brady.
For.
Councillor Ken Bilf.
Against.
Councillor Ali Chowdhury.
Against.
Councillor Adam Clark.
For.
Councillor Raymond Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Mick Fitzpatrick.
Against.
Councillor Dennis Fletcher.
Against.
Councillor Denise Florence Jukes.
Against.
Councillor Simon Gaskin.
For.
Councillor Duncan Goodfellow.
For.
Councillor Vicky Gould.
For.
Councillor Richard Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Tom Hadley.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
For.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Against.
Councillor Philip Hudson. Councillor Saeed Hussain.
Against.
Councillor Jackie Jones. Councillor Julie Killeran. Councillor Graham Lamb.
Against.
Councillor Alison Legg.
Against.
Councillor Russell Locke. Councillor Susan McGarry. Councillor Sheila McKiernan.
Against.
Councillor Mike Metcalf. Councillor Bernard Peters. Councillor Steve Sankey. Councillor Mandy Shrive.
Against.
Councillor Chris Sylvester.
For.
Councillor Beryl Toon. Councillor Louise Walker.
Against.
Councillor Paul Walker.
Absolutely against.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
Yes.
Councillor Colin Wildman.
Appalling.
I just want.
The motion has been carried by 20 to 18, one abstention. So we now move to the vote on the substantive motion, which you will remember has just been altered by the addition of Councillor Allen's amendment, which came after 12.3. You have 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, and you've seen... Fine. So we're going to move to that vote again. Call for a my name vote, I'll be happy to accept that. Okay, and so we'll move to the vote. Now, this is a vote on the whole report.
Councillor Patricia Ackroyd.
Four.
Councillor George Allen.
Four.
Councillor Bev Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Edward Barker.
Four.
Councillor Laura Beach.
Four.
Councillor Becky Brady.
Against.
Councillor Ken Bilf.
Against.
Councillor Ali Chowdhury. Councillor Ali Chowdhury.
Against.
Councillor Adam Clark.
Four.
Councillor Raymond Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Mick Fitzpatrick.
Against.
Councillor Dennis Fletcher.
Against.
Councillor Denise Florence Dukes.
Against.
Councillor Simon Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Duncan Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Vicky Gould.
Four.
Councillor Richard Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Tom Hadley.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Against.
Councillor Philip Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Saeed Hussain.
Against.
Councillor Jackie Jones.
Against.
Councillor Graham Lamb.
Against.
Councillor Alison Legg.
Against.
Councillor Russell Locke.
Four.
Councillor Susan McGarry.
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry. I believe I've missed out. Councillor Julie Killoran. Councillor Sheila McKeeran.
Against.
Councillor Mike Metcalf. Councillor Bernard Peters. Councillor Steve Sankey. Councillor Mandy Shrive.
Against.
Councillor Chris Sylvester. Councillor Beryl Toon. Councillor Louise Walker.
Against.
Councillor Paul Walker.
Against.
Councillor Colin Whittaker. Councillor Colin Wildman.
This is not seemly behaviour for a council chair. Nor is Councillor Fletcher, neither is that. I'm surprised at you.
Fine, thank you very much.
Right, so we have. So, the results of the named vote are 19 for, 20 against, so the recommendation is not approved. We need to have a 2 minute break because there are implications on the rest of the agenda with that decision. So will you please bear with us while we have a 2 minute break, please? Thank you. I've just said that. Can we ask Councillor Clark? That's the second time we've been attacked. Please sit down. Take your places again. Yeah.